Please be seated. Good morning and happy Easter. I don't think I'm exaggerating when I say this, but I'm not sure that we here at the church staff, actually had time to get all the Christmas decorations put away before it was time to start planning for Lent and Easter. Easter's early this year. Not the earliest it can be, but close. And as we started planning for the season, we realized a quirk in the calendar. We realized that Ash Wednesday, the beginning of Lent, would actually fall on Valentine's Day. Not so sure what you do with that. I love you, be my sweetheart, but remember you're dust. It just doesn't, it doesn't work. But the great thing we realize is that today, Easter Sunday, would fall on April Fool's. How great is that? And I will admit to you that I racked my brain trying to come up with a sermon that somehow incorporated the two. And I will admit to you also that I failed miserably. Because what brings us together this morning is no joke. The resurrection is either the most significant event in human existence, or it is the greatest hoax in the history of the world. And that's where this thing called faith comes in. Now, we preachers are going to drive you and ourselves crazy trying to come up with a perfect sermon as if we could prove the resurrection, when the gospel reading you heard ought to be sermon enough. But the kind of faith that I'm talking about isn't just a blind acceptance or blind belief. It's not just believing because that's what your mama believed or your mama's mama believed. It's a choice. It's a choice to trust in something greater than ourselves. To trust in that something even when it makes no logical sense. And even to trust in that something not knowing where it might lead us. And this is the choice that I've made. Jesus is alive. He is not dead. He is risen. He is alive and he is wreaking havoc in this world, the quiet havoc of love, in a world that is filled to overflowing with hatred and pain. He cannot be confined to the past or to the pages of a book or even to a couple of big Sunday services a year. He is alive. And he is working passionately on the hearts and souls of this world. And sometimes working through people as inadequate as us to serve the least among us, to reconcile that which becomes broken, to mend that which is shattered, and to comfort and even confront the loneliness and the lostness of this world by bringing just a little bit of light to some of the darkest places on earth. And he has gone ahead before us, as he promised, and he invites us to come along and follow. That's where I am. And it really doesn't matter anything that I might say during the great Easter sermon, because I believe that the absolute greatest Easter sermon ever preached was the very first one. And also probably the shortest one ever. It's when Mary Magdalene mistook Jesus for the gardener and then couldn't wait to go tell her friends, to tell his friends, I have seen the Lord. I've seen the Lord. That's what this day is all about. It is when you and I can, without condition or qualification, proclaim that we too have seen the Lord through God's goodness, God's hope, through our own dreams, our own hopes, and our own doubts. I have seen the Lord. Now, preachers will drive themselves crazy, and probably you, trying to preach the resurrection to death, pun intended, trying to over-explain it, over-theologize it, and perhaps even trying to oversell it. But the truth is, Mary's proclamation is all we need to know about this day. I have seen the Lord. And to take that proclamation and to keep our eyes open to the places where Jesus might be and to hold that proclamation in our heart every single day. And if your expectation of the great Easter sermon is something more, or God forbid, something longer, then April Fools! This is all I got. Hallelujah, Christ is risen.
The Lord is risen.
It is as simple and as profound as that. And never forget that because of this day, life will always have the last laugh. God love you. Happy Easter. And as I always like to say, if I don't see you again before then, let me be the first to wish you a very Merry Christmas. Will you stand for